Praise the Lord that everyone that is here this morning has an appointment with God. Amen. And He wants to talk to your heart, to your mind. And as I mentioned in the other service, don't go out the way you came in. Let God change your perspective of life and what is all around you. And this morning, I want to present what God is doing with us in Brazil. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you to be a partner in ministry with us in Brazil since 2002. Do you know what is that? Long time ago. When I went to Brazil, I had black hair. So I'm getting old. But everything that is done in Brazil, you are part of it. And you're going to see these lights, whatever is there. You help us. And not only with your financial support, but with your prayer. Because we are in a place that is not easy. Here is very easy to witness, but in Brazil it's not. No. We are in a good place and the people listen to you. And let's go there and see what God is doing with us, through us, by us, and payday is coming. And one of these days, well, the thing that we went before Him and asked for our crown, because He's gonna give us a crown, I believe with all my heart. Yes. And be part of it. And I thank God for this church. And God has more things to do with us in Brazil. Don't give up on Him, because He will never give up on you. The Lord is good. This morning, I called my wife up here because I'm very excited, because without her, I don't think I could do anything. Of course, through God, we can do all things, but she is a great help. Can you come up here again? I just want to make sure that she understands this before God and before you. I want to tell her again, I love you so much. And today is our 29th anniversary. Love you. Thank you. And I was so excited this morning. Don't go. I forgot to give you something. Okay. Love you.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you.
Awesome. She goes anywhere I go. She's willing. And as I mentioned this morning, by God's grace, we sang this morning, she's right there. She's going through this thing called menopause. And those hot flush, and you know what I'm talking about, crazy stuff that is going on. And as I mentioned this morning, Pastor should have these ladies getting together and let them speak to each other. Because she thinks that she's the only one that goes through menopause, and crazy stuff is going there. So get together and tell, because it's different. With, the women, they are going through these things, and we have no idea because, men is just like, well, what happened? What are you doing? What are you saying? And as they go to menopause, we go to andropause. We get crazy too. Sometimes I'm sad, sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I go crazy. And this is going on. Do you know why this happened? Sin. Sin. God created man and woman perfect.
Yeah, that's right.
And we messed up. Yeah. But you know what? He looked to us and said, well, I love you so much. I will pay for your sin.
Yeah, that's right.
And He loved us so much. Do you know how much God loves you? This much.
Yeah, that's right.
He died on the cross for you to give you eternal life. I asked this morning if there was any Jewish person here. There is any Jew? Someone that was born or related to Israel? Israelite? No. So the scripture will be for us this morning. We are Gentiles. And Jesus loves us too. And he gave his life in order that we have eternal life as well. In John 1, chapter 11 says that he came to his own. And they did what? Refuse him or receive him not. But whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but to have eternal life. If you have your Bible this morning, I'm going to get excited, and I hope you don't sleep on me, because I'm going to go up there and I'm going to wake you up. I will. Believe me. We had a great time this morning. We have a great time with the teens. As you saw on my slide presentation there, our church start with the youth. We have a small apartment, and someone say, well, you came, you're a missionary. We have some young guy here that they want to hear the gospel. And I say, oh, that's great. So I brought them to our apartment. And as we grew, we had to go out and rent a house. And you saw a greenhouse there. We changed that house as a temple. We knocked some door. We changed it out, and we have everything there until God provided. And this church helped us to get that land and to build the building you saw there. And we have to fill them up. We have space for over 300 people on that building. Three-story building. This is exciting. You know, this morning, if you have your Bible, open your Bible in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. And listen to me very careful. How many rich men or women we have here this morning? Rich. You're rich. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? 2, 3, 4. Rich. Rich. 3, 4, 5. Amen. And don't think that if you don't raise your hand, don't think that I'm going to get you in the door there and say, well, you raise your hand there. I need some money. You are a missionary. No, I'm not talking about this. We are rich beyond measure. This is what the Bible says. And this country, I love this country. You were born here, right? I wasn't. And I'm American too. You have no choice. I did. Yeah. I chose to be an American. I went there and I filled out all the what they ask. And I went there and I studied a little bit. And then they gave me a test. I passed. And guess what? At the end, they gave me a certificate. This is an awesome country. We are heading the wrong direction if you go the way we are going, but we can change that. Amen. God can change that. Amen. And we are, as America, rich beyond measure. Yeah. Because if you compare yourself, you compare America with any country in the world, even the richest country in the world, they are not rich. Can you imagine you have trillions of dollars that You get that only if you have the way to pay. I don't know if you're going to ever pay that, but this is not, you know, about me. We are talking about what God is telling you in us, telling me in his word in Ephesians chapter 1. This morning I spoke in chapter 2 that we were dead in sin and trespass, and Jesus came and died for our sins and made us alive. Yes. And we have to be very thankful for him, to him, for what he did in the cross. He died for you. He died for me. And he did that because we were so loved, right? Because we deserve to be saved. No. He did that because he loves you so much. And no matter what, he can't change. So in chapter 1, here is a church called the Ephesus. Was a place that Paul preach the gospel, and then they came and they become just like us here in America. They forgot what they have. America is a crazy place to live on. Let me put it this way. We Americans, I told you that I'm American. I'm American twice. Three times. I was born in Brazil, South America. I'm American from the South. I was born again in New York. So I was born in New York. And then I became an American. Three times American. But listen how crazy we are. We think that we don't have anything. I remember one time my youngest daughter was telling my wife, oh, I don't have any blouse. We have to go buy some blouse for me. And I say, Marilsa, you got to go and get something for this girl. She doesn't have anything. So my oldest and Marilsa, my wife, went there and started to check. Do you know how many blouses she had? 39. And she was crying, saying that she was this little girl, very poor. Do you know what we America do? We buy what we don't need, and we put them away with the tag on it. After a while, we go back, and then we find all these things, and then we buy these very bright card and put a sign saying garage sale or yard sale and put in the corner. And the other crazy, not American crazy, the other Americans, they look at that thing, oh man, let's go there, let's do a good deal. And they go there and buy the things that that person is selling for $2 and they pay $30 or $20, I don't know. You can buy anything you imagine, even though you don't have it, to have those things. And guess what? I was living in Delaware before I went to Brazil. Do you know what was the biggest thing in Delaware? A place for you to storage. We buy things that we don't need it. We put them here. Then we sell for nothing. Somebody will buy them and store it. And we keep whining. Compare yourself with someone in Brazil. We are rich in Brazil too. The kids are playing, you know, Xbox, whatever box they have. They have the video. They have all things that will distract them. Physically, stuff that sometime make us stray from God. People will buy stuff, but the plate will pass, and Pastor didn't ask me to say that. They will be very uncomfortable just to see the plate passing. In Christ, cannot even measure, you know, how rich we are. Can you imagine this? It is awesome. And don't live as a poor person. Don't live as a beggar. We have more than we need. Did you have breakfast this morning? There's people in Brazil that they didn't. The people around the world, they won't have lunch. They won't have dinner. And here we are, so blessed. And doing what? Complaining that we don't have. You don't know what is going on around the world. But what I want to bring your attention, listen, if the Bible that you have is yours, circulate or do whatever you want to do with your Bible. Don't do if the Bible is not yours. Chapter 1, verse 3. Listen what God is telling you and me this morning. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly place. In whom? In Christ. Man, we are so blessed. And we are blessed all the time and with all spiritual blessings in heavenly place through Christ. If you are here this morning and you have Jesus Christ, you have everything you need. You have everything that you ever need because He's sufficient. He is awesome. And here is a church that they thought they didn't have much. And God is using the Apostle Paul to remind them how much they were rich in Christ Jesus, because they have all spiritual blessings in heavenly place. Let me put it this way. Do you know in God's mind, we are already in heaven?
That's right.
And sometimes we come here, think that we are not there yet. Just listen. If I was around here, I would be a member of this church. A lot of things going on. I like this. You know, you eat this, you eat that, you go out here, you go out there, and this is all ministry. And you that are part of this church has the responsibility to call those that is out there to be a part of it. We are called to go out and reach the lost, not to have a party. I remember my wife's mother, before she got saved, she said, well, this Christian, even in Brazil, this Christian, they don't have anything to do. And the only thing they do, and they know how to do it, is eating. They have this meat, and they eat a lot, she would say. But then she got saved. And the joy that she did have, now she could experience. It's just like those that are around you that has nothing because they don't have Jesus Christ. Even though they could be physically or materially rich. If you have riches and you don't have Jesus, you don't have anything.
Right.
But if you have Jesus and you live in an apartment like we live in Brazil, I feel that I'm a really rich man. Even though my apartment will be probably the size of your garage, 2-car garage. I'm so happy. Why should I go around and just be a beggar when I have everything? Why should I go around and not partake or not share these riches with others? God has already me in heaven. I just have to believe and live like it. And if you are here this morning, and you say, man, I don't understand what he's saying. Probably you need Jesus Christ. Probably you're here unsaved. Don't live without him. He died for your sins. I remember what says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are separate. If you are here without Jesus, you are separate from him for eternity. This is the first problem. The second problem, the wage of sin is death. Romans 6:23. For the wage of sin is death. And if we stop it there, we were all lost. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus, which make you a rich person. Because we are all blessed with all spiritual blessings. And we have so much that we have to give it away. Let's go out and do it. I remember, when I have a question, they ask me a question, and usually I say this, well, you can ask any question. I told the youth this morning, you can ask anything. If I don't have the answer, I'm going to make one up. But they usually ask me, you know, how you share the gospel with someone. Well, sometimes, you know, people get scared. Listen to this. You don't have to say anything, but be nice. Or be polite. Good morning. How are you? You all right? Let me get. Do you know that Jesus loves you? He loves you. Here's a gospel tract for you. I don't know what God will do with the gospel tract that you hand to someone. We were in Texas the other day, and in Brazil you can preach, you can go out, you can be in the, well, you saw me there. You know, I was praying in the square in our town. Police didn't come. The people that owns the bars and whatever was around there, they didn't come and say, you can't do this here. We can't do whatever we want to do in Brazil. And we are a socialistic country. And here we are, what? Democrat. Forget it. Do you know why I'm saying this? I was with my wife in Texas at Walmart. And I have a lot of gospel tracts. And I said, let's go and do this. We went there. There was a lady, good morning. And we passed her, and someone was there. And there came this guy from I don't know where. Hey, who are you? Oh, you're the guys that are doing this. You can't do this here. My wife didn't understand what he said. And she said, oh, you want to? No, you don't do this here. And we in America. We are in America where the gospel should be preached everywhere, anywhere, anytime. Something is wrong with us. And you say, you're Brazilian. No, I told you I'm America. Three times. And that reach that we have, it's not only for us. We better give it away. In a simple, how you call, gospel track. Put a smile. Yeah. Don't go, have you made any lemon face Christian?
How you this morning? I'm okay.
Seems that they are sad all the time. And probably someone is here and say, oh, I wish so-and-so was here to hear that. No, so-and-so is not here because you want to hear. Uh-huh. You need to hear what you are hearing. Yeah. Sometimes we sit up here. Preach is preaching. And say, oh, man, this is for someone in black there. This is not for me. It's for someone. And you know, you go just like this. If you are here, what you are hearing, it's for you. Amen. Probably you are safe. Rich beyond measure. Blessed with all. He didn't say some of heavenly blessings. He said with all spiritual blessing in heavenly place. So let's leave that this life that he gave us here just like we were in heaven already. I remember there is a song in Portuguese that says, oh, Father, I want to live in church. This boy seems that he's singing and asked his father to live in church. And then he managed to say, because in church, my mother is just like a saint. She does what the preachers tell her to do. She is nice with my daddy. She is nice with my, you know, the neighbors that are there. It's very easy to be a Christian church. And then he changed and say, he's begging the pastor, let us live here, pastor, because my father, when he's here, he's so nice to my mother, never curse her. Never does anything that will bring dishonor to God's glory? It's very easy to be a Christian inside this building. Amen. I want to see you be a Christian when you cross those two doors there. And then you say, well, today I'm going to go that way. I want to see that way too. We are rich beyond measure because God has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly place. You want to see the blessings that we have? You can read there. Maybe later on, without an accent or a southern accent. Listen what he say. Verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him. Who is him? Jesus. Before the foundation of the world. That we should be what? Holy. That is a blessing. There are some people, they think they are so holy that they look to the other people that is around them. You rotten sinners. They think they are better than the others. In chapter 2, do you know what the Bible says right there? We were all dead in our trespasses and sin. And we were quickened or made alive through Jesus. Amen. We are not better than anyone. Amen. We are just sinners saved by grace. Oh, man. Oh, awesome. So he called us before the foundation of the world to be holy. That's a big blessing. And without blame before him in love. Have predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accept in the beloved. Can you imagine someone that loves you so much that he gives his only begotten son? Yes. Usually I go this way. Do you love me? I don't know how many kids do you have. None. But I have 2. I have 2 girls, beautiful girls, just like mama. One will be 28 this week. As I told, I'm getting old. 28 years old. Can you imagine that? Beautiful girl. And this Filipino guy, I don't like him. He's around. And he gave her a ring. And I say, oh, you better stop it there. But anyway, beautiful girls. And I would say to Pastor, I love you. Can you say that to someone? I love you. Tell someone. Well, I told my wife 30 years ago that I love her, and that's it. No, you tell her every day. But you know what? I have 2 girls, but I love him, but not enough to give one of them. I have 2. Look at how much God loves him. He had 1 and gave him. Yeah. Not gave him because we are nice. They gave him because we are bad. That's what the Bible says. We are willing to give something that we don't have, right? But God gave everything he had for you and me to be saved. Without Jesus, the person will be dead in their sins and trespasses. With Jesus, we are rich beyond. It's neat to preach here because you can understand my English. I was preaching in the south. They thought I was from the north. You mean rich? And I say, yeah, rich. Rich or rich? Rat. Rich. You know what I mean. Listen to this. Listen to the next verse. And as I told you, you should mark those, you know, we are, verse 3, we are blessed. Yeah, he was blessed. We are blessed with all spiritual blessing. If it's your Bible, do that. Circulate, underline, you do whatever you want. According to verse 4, to be holy and without blame. Before him in love. This is awesome. Do you know why? Because even though we are saved, we're still a sinner. Amen. But you know what God does? He looked to us through Jesus. And there is nothing there that you should pay because it was paid in full. When he was on the cross and he said, it is finished. I pay everything. There are some people, they don't understand. And they go around, you know, I feel sorry for them. I wonder if Jesus paid for this one or that one. I hope he doesn't come today. If he comes today, I have asked people, if you would die today, where are you going to spend eternity? And they say, you mean right now? Right now, I don't know. But they claim to be saved. When Jesus paid our sin, he paid past, present, and future. And that doesn't give you and me the right to go then live in sin. Because he said that he blessed us with all spiritual blessing, and he blessed us to be holy. Be ye holy as your Father, which is in heaven, is holy. Awesome. Beautiful. And do you know what? This is what we are telling those kids in Brazil. This is what we tell those old men in Brazil. I remember there was, you know, Miguel. I should stop and, well, maybe next time I do that. Miguel came into our church. He was 4 years old. And my mother. My wife led him to the Lord. He was a little thing. And now, you know, has been 13 years. Well, it will be 14 years this year. Now I have to look to Miguel like this. You know, I can get you. But it's awesome. Because what I'm telling you here, it's what I tell them there. God has blessed you with all riches in heavenly place. And you better enjoy here. Can't imagine if you go to heaven and you'll be just like you've been here all this life that you became a Christian. Lemon face. Sad Christian. Christian that come to church because someone told you to come. Should be a blessed thing to be here. Should be a life matter to be here, right? You know, I'm going to go to church because I want to meet with God this morning. But if you can't, you meet with him anywhere you are. At your home. Get the Bible. Let him talk to you. Talk to him. Look how beautiful. And the Lord say unto the servant, go out in the highways and edges. And compel them to come in, that my house will be what? I mentioned this morning, I told my neighbor three times. She wanna go to hell, it's her problem. Maybe you don't have to tell her about Jesus. Do you know what you should do? You tell Jesus about her. Change. Instead of go there, and they say, oh man, they come again. No. You go to God and say, Lord, you say that I should go there. Prepare their hearts this time. that when I go there, they're going to be ready to listen. And don't be this awful Christian. Repellent Christian. Do you know repellent Christians? You put repellent and the mosquito won't come, right? And there is some Christian, they are repellent. As soon they get into the room, everybody goes. Because they can't stand them any longer. Not be this kind of Christian. Go there and be nice with the person that doesn't know Jesus Christ. And remember from where God brought you. You were dead just like they are. In their sins and trespass. But look how God is awesome. He brought you in. Right? He brought you in that you can go out and bring them in. Ah, this is awesome. I love it. You say that I have until 3 in the morning? No. It's about to finish. It's so exciting that we should be here. I don't know how long. I don't want to put you on a guilt trip. But the football game doesn't last 50 minutes. I remember it was just the other day. Bowl Sunday football. Is that the way you go? You know, they have Sunday. Super Bowl. Yeah. Whatever. And I was in this church in Maryland. Do you know some of those people? Not left. They didn't come. But do you know what? Those that came, we had a good time. Because who was cheering for one of those teams that is not even from New Jersey? Because I believe New Jersey has the Jets, which is from New York. But we had a great time with the Lord. Amen. We should be like this all the time. We should go out. Of course, we get sad, we get mad, we get all these things that come our ways, but God is sufficient to any problem. As I mentioned to you, there is that girl over there. Beautiful. Since October, suffering with all this kind of pressure in her head and bad feelings and flashing during the night and all this, but she's here. Oh, but she should be here because, well, she could be at the hotel room. I'm not feeling well to be there, but she chose to be here. And not because she's a super Christian, it's because she loves the Lord and she knows that He is sufficient. And she tells me almost every day, I'm here by the grace of God. We are here by the grace of God. You want to see the last thing? Done. Look at how grace it is awesome. I should be sitting there or somewhere in this room. I don't even speak your language. I came from another country. And here am I telling you, being an instrument in God's grace, by God's grace, to tell you what He wants you to listen to. To hear. Because He wants to change your life. If you are here this morning and you say, oh, I'm a Christian for 35 years. Amen. But what you are doing with your Christian life for these 35 years. Oh, I'm a Christian here just a few months. You want to see someone excited? It's those that just got saved and they know that they've been born again and they are very excited. And we know there are some people in church, not this church, maybe in Brazil or somewhere else, that until they stop that person to be so excited to be saved, they go there, well, brother, don't worry about it. This will end one of these days. you know, this excitement, you know, don't worry about it. I was just like this 45 years ago. And hey, we should be excited because heaven is excited when one soul repented. They have a feast in heaven when one soul is saved. We should be like that. We should use our time and not lose them. Time is short. Usually I ask the person, do you know that we're going to die one of these days? I was sharing this with the youth. And if you would die today, where are you going to spend eternity? And they will give the answer. And according to the answer they give, I know if they are saved or not. If they start to say, well, I'm a good person, never kill anybody, never smoke, never drink, nice, but you have ever lie? Because the Bible says in Revelation, the liars won't go there. And then I say, let's say that I live and you live 50 years from now. Another 50 years. I'm going to be 106. But what is this compared to eternity? Nothing. Some people, they might have everything they want here, physically. But if they don't have Jesus, they don't have anything. And I'm going to stop with this bumper sticker. In Brazil, they like to put bumper sticker for anything. But sometimes they have good stuff. And one that I like is this way. You can live in this life without Jesus. But it would be horrible going to eternity without him. And sometimes we don't see that. We just live our lives thinking that we have to eat, you know, go to work and do the stuff of this life, which we have to, and don't look for the eternal life that gave this person called Jesus Christ to anyone that will believe in him, that will repent of their sins and ask him to be their savior. We better change our perspective on life. We should be looking for, we should look up, because the way we see things is just, I believe he's just like that, right there saying to the Father, can I go now? Probably there is someone in your life that doesn't know him yet. So go then, tell them that Jesus loved them, that they may be saved before the trumpet sound. Let's bow our heads, Pastor, come and close.
My Father, I come to you, Lord, I rejoice in the fact that Christ became poor that we might be rich. Lord, we're thankful for the grace of God that has extended the mercy of God towards us, that we might be saved, we might be able to know that we're going to heaven. Lord, I pray there might be someone here this morning that's never trusted you as their Savior. And Lord, they have no assurance, no hope that when they pass from this life, Lord, that they're going to go into eternity in heaven. I pray, Holy Spirit of God, will you prick their hearts, Lord, and help them to understand how much you love them and what was sacrificed just to enable them, Lord, to gain the riches of God. I pray they might be saved as we sing this invitation song. Pray for every believer this morning, Lord, that we might rejoice in the many ways that you have blessed us. And Lord, that we might take the joys of being a Christian, the blessings of being a child of God, and share them with people who have no hope. They live lives of desperation. Help us, Lord, to show them hope. Help us to show them a joy that only can come through faith in the eternal Son of God. So I pray, Lord, you bless this invitation. Work in our hearts, our lives in a great way. Maybe you'll be able to make decisions this morning that are prompted by God that enables us to leave here knowing we've been changed. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.